Greetings, it is the great one himself, the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. If you came here today looking for wit, wisdom, guidance, if you're like, hey, I'm going to go listen to the great one. He's going to talk about some philosophical shit, like how statism is based on fear or the illusion of infinity. I'm going to have my mind blown with some brand spanking new concepts that I never thought of before. No, you are in the wrong place. Today's episode is 100% therapy. Therapy for me, not for you. If you're a new listener, if you weren't here last December, here's the very short version. In early December, over at Weyland-Yutani, everything goes to shit because this is when we're busier than any other time of the year. We have three giant events all at the same fucking time. All three of them happen over two nights, and we run ourselves ragged. And every year it's a fucking clusterfuck because everybody at the company is a goddamn woman except for me. Nobody can ever learn from our fucking previous mistakes. And every year is just a goddamn disaster. And so it has begun. And the great one learned long ago to just let it go and check the fuck out. Because initially I thought, all right, look, let me lay some smack down. Let me try to get some shit done. Oh no, that did not go over well. So let me, hold on, I'm pulling up here. I gotta throw some mail. Let's see, bundered meat. Why does mailing a letter have to be so fucking complicated? Oh yeah, the government. That's why. All right. There we go. Fucking the roads. Because hey, without the government, who would build fucking roads, right? All right. So every year we do all this shit and it like takes forever. And this is going back to why I don't try to control anything anymore or try to improve anything anymore. And so I'm sitting there with Dallas, and Dallas, the owner of the Weyland-Yutani, is bitching to me about how, well, it takes so long to do this and all this other shit. And I'm like, well, maybe if the employees would fucking work instead of standing around talking. And he said, well, they're working. What do you mean they're working? I'm like, no, they're not. They spend most of their time standing around talking. He's like, no, they don't. No, they don't. I said, yeah, they do. And I can fucking prove it to you. Because the building, well, one of the buildings that we work in, where the fuck am I? Driving down a street, I'm on Oak. Driving down a street I don't normally use. I said, look, this building we're in, well, I didn't have to tell him, he knows this. So the building that we're working in doing all this shit has security cameras all over this place. Some of you who have listened to this for a while, you heard the story about the guy who broke the thing and said he didn't break it. And then we pulled up the security footage and there was him on the camera breaking the thing he said he didn't break. There's security cameras all over this building and Dallas can get access to the footage. I said, okay, look, Dallas, if you think that I'm full of shit when I say they're standing around not working, why don't you go pull up the security footage and have a look at it? Now, if you listen to this podcast, you're saying, well, yeah, that's a good idea. Now you can have actual empirical data. Either they're spending a lot of time standing around not working, or that's not true. But if you get the security footage, you can look at it, you can make a, you know, guesstimate. Ooh, is she hot? Nope, never mind. God, I can't believe I haven't had a wreck yet. God, the other day I'm driving and there's this hottie and I almost went off the fucking road onto the sidewalk. I can't, sometimes it's like, how am I still alive? I ask myself that a lot. Anyhow, empirical data, right? Are you with me? Pull up the footage and just look at it. Okay, how much time are they spending standing with their hands in their pockets, talking, cup of coffee in their hand? How much time are they working? And if I'm wrong, see, I would be proven wrong. Anyhow, I told him, well, let's look at the security footage and we'll see which of us is right. Oh my God, you, just like a woman, he lost his shit. He got all emotional and butthurt. And I'm just like, really? That hurts your butt. That's like a fucking, you're going to have an emotional response, fucking get angry at me, tell me, you know, I don't remember exactly what his words were. This was like 3 years ago. That's how long ago I checked out during December. As you know, if you've listened to this, I do love my job. I like what I do. And in December, I just checked the fuck out because this is how it is. It is a complete clusterfuck. And any attempt I have ever made to uncluster fuck this I have either been ignored or yelled at. And I don't, it's, well, I know why. It's because Dallas has an emotional attachment to this. Because the person, whoa, she's kind of cute. The person we're doing, anyway, it doesn't matter. He's emotionally attached like a fucking woman. And he cannot stand back and view anything rationally. Yes, we've had this conversation multiple times now for this year. It's like, okay, do we have enough employees? Do we need people? Do we need more people? It's like, I'm looking at this going, well, I mean, we have, what, 2 fucking employees? Yeah, we might need some more people. You're going to get some temps. We're going to hire some union people. Yeah, nothing. I mean, it starts today. The fucking start. It begins happening today. We are going to roll out and the shit will begin hitting the fan. And we don't have enough people. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on. I get this chain of messages from him this morning on the text. He's like, all right, so we're going to go and then we're going to go and then we're going to take, we'll come back and we'll get the second truck and we're going to take the second truck there. And then I'm thinking, why are we getting the second truck? The second truck is empty. There's not even anything on it. We don't need the second truck. Why are you making this? And then, oh, we'll get there and we'll unload the truck. It's like, no, we will not get there and unload the truck. We will get there, and the first thing we have to do is put down the protective covering on the fucking floor, and this is like a 5-hour project. And he's like, yeah, we're going to get there and unload the truck, and then we'll come back. I'm like, no, we're not. Have you fucking done this before? Jesus fucking Christ. Can anyone think? Does anyone have memory cells? And you're like, fuck. Well, it would be if he would just stay at home during December and let me do this. No, fuck no. It's like the fucking roads. We just can't figure out how to make a fucking road without the fucking government. And we just can't figure out how to do the fucking December gigs without everybody shoving their head up their ass and running around going, oh my God, we're gonna die! No, if you would just fucking hire some people who do some fucking work. Jesus Christ, if I was in charge, we could do this and not even hardly have any overtime. It's not that fucking hard. You just have to take the fucking coffee cup away from people. Tell them to fucking work. But no. Oh, no. Because Dallas wants to be friends with everybody. Dallas doesn't hire employees. He's exactly like a fucking woman. Dallas hires friends. Then we got this guy. We hired him. I got to remember to tell you. I'm not going to have time to tell you the Marine story now. He was in the Marines. And this story, when I tell it to you, will illustrate why I have no respect for the military. And for if you're a new listener, I was in the military. United States Army. Infantry. 11 Bravo. Foot soldier. M203. I have no respect for the modern military. And this guy is a perfect example of why I don't. But I'll tell you his story about the Marines later. Anyhow, we hired him, and among his duties he was hired for was to be the driver, to drive the vehicles, specifically hired. Said, you can drive. You've driven box trucks. Great. You've driven trailers. Yes. All right. You are a driver. He lost his driver's license. He doesn't have a driver's license. So it's like, okay, when we first discovered that, hey, I can't find my driver's license. Okay, you know, sometimes people lose shit. I've never lost my driver's license, but I have lost things. Things get lost. Okay, great. Don't have your driver's license, can't find it, we'll deal with it. Okay, 2 weeks later, he still doesn't have a fucking driver's license. It's like, okay, you need to go get the driver's license replaced because you're the driver. Sometimes we rent trucks. You can't rent a truck without a driver's license. Well, I can't afford to get another drive, to get a replacement driver's license. I can't afford it. What are you people doing with your fucking money that you cannot afford a fucking driver's license? If I was at home right now, I would be pulling out the stack of $100 bills and crinkling them in front of the microphone and then counting them out. I have been saving money lately. I could right now, some of it's in the bank, but within 24 hours, I could have $10,000 in my fucking hand. How is it that you people cannot afford to get a fucking replacement driver's license, and why is this asshole parked in my parking place? God fucking damn it. Why? Why can you people not, how can you not afford to get a fucking replacement driver's license? And then, and of course, he's got kids, at least one kid. Why is it that the people who shouldn't reproduce are the ones who reproduce? And then, so I'm listening, he's on the phone yesterday trying to figure out the driver's license, because apparently, see, I only hear snippets, because I don't do drama. I do not do drama in the workplace. I don't. Once again, this is the great one. This is a rule. I am not, I don't care about people's personal lives. I don't want to hear about their malfunctions, all this other shit. I do not do drama in the fucking workplace. You know, on the rare exception being that I like you. Like, for example, to talk about something pleasant for just a moment, stop screaming. Ellen. God, getting her to talk. Dude, I might be in love with her, because getting her to talk, I have never had this much problem getting a woman to talk. Normally, they do not shut up. Ellen just does not talk. And we worked together the other day. We had to take a road trip. And we're driving. It's like, I finally got her telling me like a couple of stories and talking about her life a little bit and like, you know, what she does when she's not in school or working or whatever. Man, it's like freaking, it's like pulling teeth. It's kind of nice. It's like, damn, it's a woman who doesn't fucking endlessly drone on about drama. So anyhow, she's the only person I work with that I would actually be interested in hearing any aspects of her life, because she's the only person I work with that I like. Probably because she's the only person I work with who isn't constantly whining, sniveling, complaining, telling me about personal drama or fucking things up. All right, back to fucking things up, because I'd get my notes out. So he's on the phone making phone calls related to trying to get a replacement driver's license, because apparently he's got an outstanding ticket somewhere, but maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Again, but then he's talking, and I'm hearing he's talking, he's saying, oh, this is not the notes I needed. Hang on. Because I want to get this right, because there's different things. He's talking to somebody about this ticket. He's like, yeah, I have this ticket, and blah, blah, blah. And he's, God damn it, where is it? He says, I called Child Support Services, and I got all of that cleared up. Now, first of all, I don't know what Child Support Services is. Secondly, I don't know what Child Support Services has to do with tickets or getting a driver's license. But I do know this. I know that if you are a man and at any point in your life you have had any interaction at all with any government organization called Child Support Services, you are not a man. You are in no fucking way at all a man. Secondly, if you have had contact with a government agency called Child Support Services, that is a clear indicator you should not be reproducing. Why are you reproducing? It reminds me, and I still haven't seen the whole movie. I've only seen the little introductory part to Idiocracy, where the rich fucking high IQ people are like, oh no, we don't want to have children yet. We don't think it's a good idea. You know, and then the white trash in the trailer park is just like fucking fornicating with each other and spitting out babies like mad. Why? Why is it? People, why? You should not be reproducing, people. You should not be reproducing. Stop it. Just fucking stop it. Okay, I am at the shithole. I have arrived at the corporate headquarters of Weyland-Yutani. I must now go in, and I must endeavor to make it through the next 14 hours, because it's going to take 14 hours to do 7 hours worth of work, because got a cup of coffee, and oh, I got to tell you, oh, and this other chick we hired, my God, she is a talker. She is exactly the opposite of Ellen. This girl talks constantly. And when she's talking, she can't work because she can't use her hands and her mouth at the same time. Ellen, God bless her, can use her mouth and her hands at the same time. I absolutely adore her. Not just sexually. I mean, I just adore her. She is the only ray of light I have had at Weyland-Yutani in like the last 3 years. So she's probably going to quit soon. Anyways, I'm here. I'm going to go in. I'm going to try not to kill people. If I make it through the day without killing anybody, then I will get this podcast posted. Is she hot? And she looks cute from a distance. She's getting mail from the mailbox. I should go over there and say, hey, baby, I got something I could deliver to your box. Oh, she's got the dreadlocks. Man, she's got long hair, though. The dreadlocks are down to her butt almost. And here's a nice butt. She's wearing those tight little fucking yoga pants. She's, yeah, all right. She might be doable. Okay, anyway, this is just me prolonging the agony. I'm going to go in here and instantly start killing people. It's going to be awesome. Oh, and then the guys, for a day and a half, they fuck around and don't load the truck. And then they finally start loading the truck. I left here at 9 p.m. last night. They're still putting shit on the truck. It's like, guys, this should have been like a two. Again, it's like you got this entire fucking Tuesday. Tuesday, they did nothing. And then Wednesday at like 4 p.m., they start loading the truck. And they're coming to me, great one. Can you put together a box of office supplies? Like, no. Why the fuck didn't you do that yesterday? What were you doing yesterday? Oh, that's right. You guys were all standing around talking about what you did over the weekend because you couldn't be bothered to fucking work. And this is exactly why. I mean, there is, this is it. Yesterday, they worked like 14 fucking hours. It could have been an 8-hour day at the most. It's just a fucking joke. But there's nothing the great one can do about it. See, you let go of, you enjoy the decline. You let go of things you can't control. But great one, you're sitting here bitching about it right now. Yes, this is my therapy. This is me letting go. This is me having a good time. There is a smile on my face because I'm just, I am. I'm detached. Everything's going to go to shit. Oh yeah, and we can't have anybody in charge. It's management by committee. Normally, the fucking owner, Dallas, kind of stays out of everything. And I sort of run my side and Kane runs his side. Oh no. Not in December. Dallas has to be involved in everything. Then we have this special company consultant who comes in at December. Her code name will be Burke from Aliens. That's actually very appropriate. She comes in December and she thinks she knows everything and she tries to organize shit. She has no idea what's going on. She makes all these fucking timelines for us, which I then ignore because it's not accurate or anything like that. And she thinks she's in charge. So we got Burke, who thinks she's in charge. We got Dallas, who wants to be in charge, but he wasn't willing to tell anyone to do any work. Then I got Kane starts going rogue and going his direction and asking me stupid things like, can I put together a box of office supplies, which is something he should have fucking done on Tuesday instead of asking me to do it on Wednesday when I'm in the middle of fucking doing something important. I mean, it's like, all right, I'm going to stand back and let everything go to shit because I don't care because I get paid by the fucking hour. All right, I'm done for now. Don't worry, there'll be more later. Y'all have fun. See ya. Bye.